Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for your great love you've always have held in your heart for us, and that brings us faith and puts the lights on and motivates us. Thank you, Lord, that you do this every morning. So I thank you for this morning again, Lord, that you put our lights on so that we can arise and shine in Jesus' name. Amen.
We are reading Colossians 1 from verse 11 to 14. And we pray that you would be energized with all his explosive power from the realm of his magnificent glory, filling you with great hope. Your hearts can soar with joyful gratitude when you think of how God made you worthy to receive the glorious inheritance freely given to us by living in the light. He has rescued us completely from the tyrannical rule of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom realm of his beloved Son. For in the Son, all our sins are cancelled and we have the release of redemption through his very blood.
Hallelujah. I'm just thinking now the last verse here, you know, in many translations, this says, and we have redemption, the forgiveness of our sins. And when we see the context, it's not redemption, it's not just the forgiveness of our sins, but it's very vital, you know, that sin would be dealt with. Why? Because sin was never the original intention. We were predestined in Christ. It's like a family. You have some wonderful ideas for your child. You got this beautiful idea, say, this is they're going to go to this school, this creche, this school. They're going to be trained up in this. They're going to be playing a part in this part of the family business. And we're going to do this and that. All wonderful expectations. That's what a true father or mother and a family has in mind. And so it is also with God. But then came the fall. But before the fall came, God's intention and our inheritance was clear. It was, we were predestined in Christ for good works laid out for us. We were predestined in Christ to be holy and blameless in love. We were predestined in Christ to partake of a unique love, walk, destiny, purpose, name. And then the fall came. So here we see God had to deal with that fall, and that was dealt completely. The fall all came in through Adam's transgression, through the devil's works, bringing in the devil's works. And so one man brought sin into the world, one man took it out. So sin has been dealt with. But what God, rethinking the word redemption, God deemed us to be his children. He deemed us to know him, hear from him, walk with him. He deemed us for a beautiful inheritance, for a beautiful plan and purpose. And then the fall came. So he had to deal with the fall, and then he could redeem us, and we can be redeemed. And this is exactly what has been done. We've been translated out of the kingdom of darkness. You see there in verse 13? Out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of the Son of his love. And that's where there the King is, King Jesus is there to lead and guide us. We see this in Hebrews 12 from verse 22. And there's the Father, and it's the angels, and it's the prophets of old already there. And there's the apostles, the disciples that walked with Jesus. They already now, we have been brought into that kingdom. We are built on that foundation. And now God is working uniquely in us to bring about the works and the destiny and the inheritance that he's laid up for us there from the beginning, from before the foundation of the earth. So, hallelujah, here you got this wonderful picture of the great love of God that becomes our love And the great faith of God is faith in us that becomes our faith. And then this is all the God's light in what how God sees us. So, and we start seeing ourselves the same, and it encourages us. We love ourselves. We appreciate this goodness, this family that we're in, and our part in the family. And we share that. We bring that to others. We love our neighbor. We love the world as God loves us. Amen. Be blessed because you are blessed. Arise and shine, for your light has come.
Amen.